This is KCUR 89.3. Across the country, Easter Sunday this year will look a lot different. Families will be gathering virtually, church services will be sparse, and brunch and lunch restaurants that typically count on major after-church crowds will be empty. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez checked in with one Kansas City soul food favorite trying to make a go of it this year.
On a typical weekday lunch, Nisi's restaurant on 64th and Troost would be buzzing. The kitchen would be working at full speed, churning out orders of chicken and waffles and smashed potatoes and onions. Longtime employee Melody Clemens says she'd have her hands full.
I have construction workers coming in, office workers coming in, people's having meetings. I'll be running my mouth, telling jokes and laughing and playing.
These days, the soul food restaurant is a lot quieter. The music on the radio is only interrupted by the occasional phone call from someone placing a to-go order.
Good afternoon, thanks for the sunshine. May I help you? Yes, I'll take your order for you. What may I get you?
Clemens, who's worked at Nisi's for 32 years, says on a normal Easter Sunday, they'd be slammed, with the first rush starting around 8 a.m.
And then by 10, 11 o'clock, the second servers come in, be packed. They're standing at the door, outside the door. We have to get names and numbers, how many in a group. Packed.
Clemens says it'll be strange not to see the restaurant packed, full of families dressed in their Easter Sunday finest.
It's going to be very, very, very strange without them here. Easter little kids coming in, taking their picture with their pretty dress, and men's with their little suit, everybody want. I used to take pictures and put them in my niece's book, but not no more. I don't even do it no more.
Since they shut down the dining room on March 17th, Nisi's has been getting by on curbside orders. Reached by phone, owner Denise Hayes Ward says she's had to lay off 90% of her staff, keeping shifts down to three people in the restaurant at a time, one in the kitchen, one taking orders, and a car hop.
And you know, in the 35 years since Nisi's been in business, I never thought that I would have to go through anything like this.
Ward says she sometimes feels anxious, worrying about the safety of her skeleton crew at the store and wondering how long the restaurant can go on like this. She says while loyal customers are calling in orders almost every day, business has been down.
We're just hanging in there doing the best we can with what we got. I've cut back on a lot of things. I've deferred some payments on things. I've set back some things, and I'm waiting on cash from the government, just like everybody else, going through all this red tape.
Ward says applying for the federal loans through the COVID-19 emergency relief package passed by Congress has been complicated and difficult. She's not alone. Across the country, hundreds of small businesses have reported difficulties with the application process, and even banks have been unclear about the new federal guidelines. Still, Ward says she's optimistic they'll open again.
You know, as we as a family had our little meeting last Sunday, four of us. We all stood at four different tables and talked about how we were going to do this. So we're looking for, I don't know how Sunday's going to be. I hope it be a good enough Sunday to keep the drive-through going.
Back at the restaurant, Melody Clemens takes call-in orders while Will Champion runs them out to customers.
Go out and take their food out there to them, and then I get the money, bring it back in, and then when I get through taking it, I wash the door, so I wipe the door off, sanitize my hands up and everything, make sure everything is cool and straight, so it won't be no problems. We're trying to play this safe.
Champion, who's worked at Nisi's for 20 years, says takeout business has been steady, but nowhere near where they would have been.
Yeah, it's just off and on, though, but they still coming, though. They still know we Nisi's. They know where to come.
As long as they're still coming, employees at Nisi's are optimistic they'll survive this pandemic and open their doors again. Clemens says she's praying for that day.
But when we open back up, Lord's will, I pray, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We're going to be off the chain. I can't wait. I hope I don't forget what to do and how to take an order.
When that day comes, Nisi's is planning a big celebration with lots of special deals, something to give back to the people who have kept them afloat in between. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.